This is The View from Pluto from WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. The Browns' draft picks this year didn't generate the same buzz they did last year when Cleveland used their number one pick to get quarterback Baker Mayfield. But that doesn't mean there's nothing to talk about in this year's group. It just takes a little more digging to get to the details, and who better to do the digging than our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Andrew.
So first off, for those who don't follow this as closely, what did the Browns end up with? These aren't necessarily the flat guys who are playing the flashiest position.
Well, all of a sudden, the Browns, you know, they went 7-8-1 last year, so that gave them a pick in the middle of the first round, and they traded that draft pick for Odell Beckham Jr., a star receiver from the New York Giants, which meant the whole first round, the Browns were absent. You had to wait to the middle of the second round, and they took a guy named Greedy Williams.
Great name. Great name.
It's a great name. In fact, we're all going, why is he greedy? Because when he was a kid, apparently he ate everything in sight, and his mother and his aunt said, you just be greedy. You're Greedy Williams.
So he's the top pick. He came in the second round. He's a cornerback from LSU. What does he bring to the team?
He actually is a guy. Because he's somewhere around the ball. When you go to, as I was looking at the videos to try and see what he does, I could actually see him like covering people. And it looked like he could cover receivers. The receiver went out, they threw the ball at him, and a lot of times he knocked it away. So I thought, you know, my deep football knowledge and, you know, experience that, well, he looks pretty good to me. He's fast, he's tall. Why not?
So I'm looking at the other picks here, not naming them, but just looking at their positions. You got linebacker, cornerback, tackle, defensive back. The flashiest one, there's a kicker. They took a kicker in the fifth round.
Whether you follow the draft or you end up even kind of trying to watch these young guys, it's a lot more fun when they're taking quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. You like your guys to have the ball. There's more to watch. There's more to judge. How do you judge a safety, for example? He stands, you know, about 15 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. He's kind of sort of the last line of defense. In fact, one general manager told me, he said, you could see some things with safeties, he said, but you know what their scouting tape looks like? I said, what? He goes, paint drying. He's just standing back there waiting for something to happen. All right, confession time.
Okay.
I went to the tape on these guys. I don't even know what I'm watching. I really don't. You can go to, now there's these little YouTube, you know, tapes for 2 minutes where these show they're like they're two seasons of highlights. And you see them, you know, knocking the ball loose and running around all over the place, and they all look like superstars. But then there's sort of more like, quote, scouting tapes, it's called. But it's really hard if you don't – if you're not a receiver, you're not a running back, you're not a quarterback, it's hard to tell.
There were some of these guys you couldn't find video on.
No, not much at all.
So what do the Browns know that you, Terry
Pluto,
well, don't?
Well, first of all, they get a name and they're able to call the schools and get video that's not available. And they hear about something. There was a – player from Southwest Missouri State.
Yes.
And his name is Drew Forbes. And actually I found just a snippet of Drew Forbes' tape on YouTube. And Forbes is like 6'5", 305 pounds, an offensive tackle. Now this is sort of fun to watch because he's playing not at a level like Ohio State or LSU or any of those big schools, playing a lower level, playing these other smaller schools. Well, he is, like, manhandling these guys. It looks like big-time wrestling. You know, some 230-pounder's trying to get around him. He's, like, just throwing bodies all over the place. And then they call it pancaking. You knock him down, then you just fall on him. You just smash the guy. So he looked really good playing against these smaller guys. The Browns took him in the sixth round.
So you take the sum total of the draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were defensive positions. What does that tell you about the mindset of the Browns going into this season?
Well, number one is they feel their offense is in good shape, and they got a quarterback in Baker Mayfield. They got a running back in Nick Chubb. That was last year's draft. They traded for a receiver, Odell Beckham, star from the Giants. The year before, they traded for a Pro Bowl receiver, Jarvis Landry. So they figure they got receivers covered, and they've got running back and quarterback covered. So we got to get better on defense. So that's what they did. And, you know, when your team actually becomes decent, the whole attention is not on just the draft.
So with these draft picks, does this really push the team over the edge from being 7-8-1 to being playoff contenders?
No, the moves they made before that with veteran free agents, Odell Beckham Jr., a pass rusher named Olivier Vernon, and a defensive tackle named Sheldon Richardson, those are the main guys that they brought in. Those are all big-time players. They were veteran free agents or came in trades. Those are the guys that, you know, help move them forward.
So they're already headed to the playoffs even before these draft picks, in Terry Pluto's mind.
They should make the playoffs.
All right. We'll hold you to that.
Okay.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Andrew.